Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Coming up on 8:15 on this Tuesday morning, I'm going to again make an admission that I hate making because it places me in, I think, a vast minority, if you will, of people in the world. And it's embarrassing to me. But it has to, I have to say it because it kind of sets the stage for the concerns about our next story. I'm afraid of dogs. I don't like that I'm afraid of dogs. I just am. I don't dislike dogs. I don't want you to not have a dog. I don't want there to be no pets.
You don't hate dogs. Right. You're just afraid.
You guys make fun of me all the time. Oh, Mitty hates dogs.
Man.
No, I don't. I just, I'm afraid of them. I don't know how to behave around them. And folks who have dogs, you know that. If there's someone who hasn't grown up with animals like me for the most part.
Yeah, you can always tell.
You can tell.
We can sniff you out.
And dog doesn't usually like that either, right? Because I'm uncomfortable around the dog. Now the dog's kind of weird around me and we kind of don't know how to interact with one another.
Yeah.
And so whatever, this is the state of my affairs. And I'm embarrassed by it. And I don't like having to admit it, but I'm generally afraid of dogs.
So if I were to ask you what you would do if a dog you spotted at, you know, random retail store, wandering without a leash on, walked up to you, what would you do? Yeah,
inside the store.
Yeah, inside the store.
Well, I would first attempt to avoid, right? If I know there's a dog in the store or whatever, it's one aisle over, I'm going to make sure I'm not in that aisle.
The first thing you would do is take a picture of it and text me saying, who brings a dog into the retail store?
See, Eric, right? someone's trolling me.
We get the text. Don't
yes, there is precedent for that. Because so, I know you guys tease me. No, I would try to avoid dog, but you know, again, folks who have dogs, they know they're curious and they want to run around, and dog might come up to me. I suppose if the dog came up to me,
if it's wagging its tail,
right, and it appears like, I guess I would try to reach out, like to be friendly to the dog.
Sure, yeah.
But again,
sniff your hand.
I don't really know how to do that. You even were telling me. I'm like, well, so I guess I would show my hand like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not how you show your hand to a
palm
dog.
Palm down. Just show, yeah.
Palm down. Back. Okay.
Yep. So
either way.
Just let them smell the back of your hand.
Right. I wouldn't like to do that, but I would do it if I had to in order to make sure everybody's cool.
Well, so here's what happened in Madison at the Goodwill. A dog attack is what it's being called, which essentially is what it is. But that sounds a little bit more sensationalistic.
That sounds like somebody got mauled.
Yeah, right. Here's what happened. It was over the weekend. The Madison Goodwill, the one on Verona there, shopper set down their unleashed dog. So unleashed dog, I don't know if shopper was carrying dog or whatnot, but dog is walking around.
Walking around the store.
Dog then approached another shopper. That's when the victim attempted to pet the dog, and the dog bit that shopper.
Okay, now we got a problem.
Yeah.
You got multiple parties. You have dog owner, you have person who was bitten by dog, you have store owner.
Not on a leash.
Right.
Lots of stuff here.
It had no leash on. The owner had no way of collecting this animal unless it returned to it voluntarily. That's really taking a risk on the part of the owner of that animal, because that owner's liable for any injuries that that animal may cause.
Right. So that's John Hausbeck. He spoke with WISC-TV in Madison. He is an environmental health services supervisor for the Public Health Madison-Dane County Institute. So he's dealing with all the public health situation. So he says basically right now what they need is the dog. He says right now PHMDC, which is their acronym, is searching for this animal, hoping to figure out if it has a vaccination status, you know, rabies and whatnot. And that's the part that got me. So after the bite, this was not discussed at all. The customer who got bit wasn't like, whoa, hey, and then asking like, hey, I just got bit. Does your dog have all the shots it needs to have?
So that's a concern. I guess, again, I recognize that I'm likely in a very small minority of people who have that fear of dogs. But when did we start bringing dogs just into the store with us?
Now, there is a difference between a support or service animal versus just bringing your pet.
Of course, someone who is sight impaired or has other disabilities and brings that service animal so that they can be functioning members of society or more fully functioning members.
Right.
And zero problem or issue with that. That's on me.
Service animals also don't try and bite.
Right.
They're
not running around not on a leash and hanging out. Right.
So. Yes. There's no indication per WICTV whether the dog was a support or a service animal. And that could be anything. Sometimes it could be like a peacock could be your service animal.
Well, the airlines have dealt
alligator.
With that.
Alligator.
Yeah. Yeah, airlines have dealt with that, of people right. trying to get away with that.
So what Hausbeck is urging dog owners to do, just not show up places randomly.
You shouldn't take it into anybody else's property unless you have expressed permission either from the person in charge or they have a sign on their door.
Now, I guess the one question that I have, too, is that it does, and I'm just asking Vince and Debbie, does the victim have any responsibility? If dog is in your vicinity and you engage with dog.
To a certain extent. I mean, I would think it would be like something, you know, if they were like yanking on the dog's tail or something like that.
Yeah, sure,
obviously,
right.
That's not what you do with the dog. I'm joking, but that can happen with little kids too.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where you got to be extra careful. But I mean, I would say it's a minimal responsibility of just, you know, logic.
Yeah, I guess you assume that it was a friendly interaction or attempting to be.
Right. I think it was just looking to pet the pup.
But there again, mm-hmm. and I defend the right of a business owner to run their business however they want. If you want to have a business that's pet friendly and say, bring your pets in, okay, that's on you. You can set the rules for how you conduct your business. And if that's a problem for me, then that's a place I choose not to go in. Okay, fair enough. I don't know if that's the indication here. My thing is, like, I don't think 10 years ago you saw a dog walking around, not on a leash, just in a random store.
Maybe up north.
Right, where rules are sort of...
But that's right. Different, though. So, like, if you go...
I feel like it's happening more and more.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I've been to an establishment up north before where, you know, old Gus is just wandering around.
Okay.
And you know old Gus ain't hurting anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Right? And, like, I guess that's where my perception is. If you are not on a leash...
Yeah.
I'm giving trust to the owner that this dog is cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, as a responsible pet owner,
right?
Though, if you're just going to bring your dog to a property or whatever, even if you do have permission, you want to have control over your animal,
right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I would feel horrible if my dog did anything like that to somebody. So, yeah.
I know. Interesting question. I know a lot of, you know, dogs are members of the family and they're important parts of the family for so many people. I don't begrudge anyone that. It just... They make me uncomfortable, and why that's just okay, and I'm supposed to just get over it.
No one yeah. says that.
Clearly.
Oh, come on.
Clearly. The dog that comes to work here, well, then just go and come by the dog. Well, the dog's around.
No, they...
Why do I have to have a dog at work?
Dog people know that you're not a dog person. Our dog that comes here doesn't come by you because they know that you don't like dogs.
She did. Pancake was there the other day. She was all up, like, near me.
Near you?
Really? Greg, yes.
I mean, yeah, but it's a shared space.
Well, right. And so why is it on me to just shelve my anxiety or my fear because somebody else wanted to have a dog in the workplace or in a store? Again, I'm not cracking on dog people. Like,
I want to enjoy peanuts. I don't care if you're allergic to them. I get to eat them.
Right.
I'm teasing you.
I know, right. So I don't know why it's different. And I just feel like that there's more and more of that that we didn't see 10 years ago. What changed that now allows it to just sort of be commonplace? I don't know.
I'm curious to see. We'll follow up on this one to see if any citations are issued. It sounds like, I'm guessing no, but they clearly want to find this dog.
All right, you stay on top of this one.
All right,
823
I'm all over
on Wisconsin's Morning News.